This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Earlier this week, I spoke to Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and Washtenaw County Board Chair Andy LaBarre about their counties considering a transit plan, which includes links from Ann Arbor to downtown Detroit. That's after it appeared Macomb and Oakland County leaders were distancing themselves from supporting a ballot proposal for a four-county regional transit system. Mark Hackle is the Macomb County executive, and he joins us now. Is Macomb County taking a pass on supporting a Detroit Metro transit plan?
I don't think Macomb County has ever taken a pass on not supporting a regional transit plan. In fact, I think Macomb County, if I'm not mistaken, is the only one that when the first original transit plan came together, that being SMART, was all in. If I'm not mistaken, I think Detroit was an opt-out by legislation. I don't think Washtenaw County was anywhere in the conversations, and Oakland County has many opt-out communities, as well as Wayne County outside of the city of Detroit. So Macomb County has always supported regional transit. Not only have they supported it from the onset, anytime there's been a millage renewal or a millage increase, Macomb County has always supported that. So when people say Macomb County doesn't support regional transit or regional transit, that's absolutely disingenuous as a statement.
Well, let me ask you then, are you willing to support and back and encourage people to vote for a ballot initiative, a tax raise for more expanded regional transit?
But I think if there's a plan that makes sense for the voters in Macomb County, they would be willing to do that. But 26 out of 27 communities in Macomb County voted no on the original plan that came forward. And when that original plan came forward, there was a lot of complexities and a lot of unanswered questions that they had no interest in. So the county that that continues to be 27 out of 27 supporting our regional transit provider, now saying 26 out of 27 saying no to that new plan, basically, I don't think it had anything to do with not supporting regional transit. It had not supporting that particular plan because they didn't believe it added value to Macomb County residents.
It's been suggested that now having a more complex regional transit system was a factor in Amazon passing on the Detroit area, not including it on a short list of options for a second headquarter. How important do you think mass transit is for economic development in the region?
Well, I don't think that's being honest. I don't think we're being honest with ourselves if that's what we're using as the excuse as to, you know, why Amazon didn't come here. Macomb County, we have...
Well, I did say it was the reason. I said it was a factor.
Well, I don't think that's... I don't think anybody has ever been able to substantiate that. I don't think that came from Amazon. Somebody explain to me where that came from outside of those that put a plan together to try to encourage Amazon to come here. Amazon came to Macomb County just recently. In fact, they're building a million-square-foot facility, adding another 1,000 jobs, and had nothing to do with transit, had everything to do with this being a location they found of interest for their business model.
Macomb County Commissioner Leon Drollet is arguing instead of transit, the county should be putting its money into roads. What's your position on his proposal?
That's not his proposal. My concern has always been, I think we need to get back to the fundamentals. The real issue I think that is facing us in Southeast Michigan is this road problem. It's the number one concern on everybody's conversation right now, and I hear about it and have been hearing about it for the last 7 years, and it's deteriorating to a point where we're getting further and further behind. So the number one concern for folks right now is, without question, fix roads first. And so, you know, the thought of adding money to other projects or other proposals or other interests, yeah, there's many out there. But the number one interest from residents in Macomb County is fix roads first. And we're not getting the response that's necessary out of Lansing.
I want to ask you about something that's been said about a statement you may or may have not made. Did you suggest that car services such as Uber or Lyft or even driverless cars could be used instead of mass transit?
No, what I said is we've got connected vehicle opportunities here in Macomb County, and when we start moving forward with plans, we need to use our current provider to help us make a determination as to what resources might be out there or where we headed. I've been talking to the OEMs and the big three and their suppliers, and they're talking about, you know, transportation into the future. Here in Macomb County, we have infrastructure in play where they're actually testing connected vehicles and autonomous vehicles out on our roadways. And so with that being said, you know, our OEMs are thinking there's a far better opportunity moving forward with transportation of the masses than just whatever that RTA plan was that they're trying to put forward right now. Why aren't we looking into the future? And if it means looking or incorporating other service providers that might be out there from the private sector, that needs to be looked at and make a determination. Could this provide more efficiencies in moving people around that need support for transportation?
Is that more cost effective than mass transit for Macomb residents?
I don't know that it's ever been looked at. I don't think it's ever been assessed or even added into the conversation. So how would one know unless they're going to do an assessment of it or make that determination?
What do you think of the idea of Detroit, Wayne, and Washtenaw going ahead with a scaled-down transit plan, leaving Macomb and Oakland out of the plan?
Well, I think Oakland, Wayne, and Macomb have already done things regionally where Washtenaw County had not wanted to participate. They don't participate in the regional asset that I think they benefit from, that being the Detroit Zoo, the Detroit Institute of Arts, the Cobo Authority. So Macomb, Wayne, and Oakland have always been involved in regional initiatives. In fact, we've always supported them. Macomb County has always supported every regional initiative that's come forward, and even the Great Lakes Water Authority, one that we were kind of forced into some mediation because of the bankruptcy, but yet we were able to work out some kind of an arrangement. So there hasn't been one regional initiative that Macomb County hasn't been supportive of, yet we can't really see that from the others. I say that because I'll just go back to what your original conversation was, and that's about regional transit. Macomb County is the only county that supported the initial regional transit plan and still does to this day to the full extent. No other county or other community does. And the largest city in the entire region opted out by creating their own transit authority, that being DDOT.
Let's put this RTA plan aside for a second. What do you think the solution to mass transit in the region is?
There's no question. I said it before, even when I was on the dais, the Big Four, they called it at the time, myself, Dave Bing, and I think it was Bob Vicano and Brooks Patterson 7 years ago at Cobo. My statement was, why aren't we building on the support of what we currently have? Why aren't we bringing them together to try to build on it incrementally and try to make a determination as we sell it to the public, what these interests are, rather than one mass plan where people start to wonder, wait a minute, we're paying for rail, we're paying for some kind of a trolley down in the city of Detroit. Why is that of a benefit to us, and why can't that be a private sector development? So a lot of unanswered questions from the public that became very suspect, really, I think if we migrated to something on a continuous basis, would be more palatable. And I say that because incrementally we have already done that with new routes, adding different type of bus services for SMART, and when pitched to the public, they saw the need and they supported it. So I think instead of continuing to try to force something, I think as we continue to try to grow something, it makes more sense, and the public becomes a little bit more understanding of it and supportive of it. So we've got some good systems in place right now, and I find it, again, disingenuous when people say we have the worst transit system in the entire country when we've really never given a chance to try to figure out how do we merge, how do we grow together, and how do we support what we currently have. And SMART has always been an incredibly good supporter or provider of those of us, in particular Macomb County, and I say that because they justify that when it comes to ballot proposals in support of the public.
Mark Hackle is the county executive of Macomb County. Thanks for taking the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
As I said earlier, we discussed the future of public transit in Southeast Michigan with Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and Washtenaw County Board Member or Board Chair Andy LaBar on Wednesday's show. You can find that interview at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. L. Brooks Patterson, the Oakland County Executive, declined our invitation to share his perspective.